Hi, this is Vikas Dubey, BA part of Faculty of Social Science. Now we are going to study about the characters of Candida. Now first, we are discussing about the character of Candida. Candida, an outstanding Sevian heroine, one of the favorite lenses made use by admirers of Shakespeare is Ruskin's statement, "Shakespeare has no heroes but only heroines." One who reads a play of Bernard Shaw cannot help feeling how applicable this remark is it to Shaw and his characters. The woman is Shaw's place to tower above the man in common sense, courage and determination. Vivi Warren, Major Harbana and St. John and Evitley are just as a few of these striking assembling of women characters. The most charming among them, however, is Candida, the heroine of this play. Of that name, her candidness. Candida's, as A.C. Ward points out, is a rare name. So turn away from familiar Christian names as Jane or Mary and choose the word Candida, as it is a version of the adjective Candida. Perhaps so intended the reader of the spectator to arrive intuitively at the purpose of the dramatist and a correct understanding of his heroine's nature. Candida is frank and open. There is nothing sly or underhand about any of her action, while a lesser woman would have concealed from her husband the fact of the young poet's attachment to her. Candida discusses the matter openly with Morel. Not knowing about what happened between Marchbanks and Morel, she tells him, "James, though he was not the least suspicion of it himself, he is ready to fall madly in love with me." The basis of Candida's frankness is her innocence and her awareness of her heart's integrity. She loves Morel sincerely and believes that he trusts her love. She has her first disillusionment when Morel says that he puts her confidence in her goodness and her purity. She looks heart-stricken and with infinite sorrow speaks, "Ah, James, how little you understand me to talk of your confidence in my goodness and purity. I would give them both to poor using as willingly as I would give my soul to a beggar dying of cold. If there were nothing else to restrain me, put your trust in my love for you, James." Her love is seen in the way she looks after his comfort, encourages him in his work, and in the way she was always mothered him. I would a castle of comfort and indulgence and love for him and stand sentinel, always to keep vulgar cares out. Candida's joy is being a good wife and making him feel master in the house. She is so great as ministering angel that Morel tells Lexi, "See, Candida will nurse you, and what a piece of luck that will be for you." In fact, for Morel, being married to Candida has been for a state of what will be the best in the kingdom of heaven we are trying to establish on earth. There is nothing wrong in Candida's attitude to Eugene. It is one of amused tolerance most of the time, but she has a deep understanding of his craving for love and great respect for his feelings. She is not prudish enough to be harsh with the young boy for revealing his passion for her. She knows that her own unshakable loyalty to James and her love for him will prevent her from ever exceeding the limit with Eugene. She has a rare ability to handle any situation. There is something about her that puts one in one's proper place. The scene where Candida and Marchbanks are alone indicates this. Next, a loving woman and faithful wife, a woman of common sense. Candida is a loving woman who inspires love in others. Even Prosy admits that she is a fine woman with all her capacity for love and mothering. Candida is not a mere sentimental creature, she is a woman of rare common sense. In spite of her liking for poetry, she is down to earth in her conduct. She manages the household efficiently and even scrubs the floor, much to the horror of the young poet. Candida shows herself as an exceptional woman in her lack of jealousy. She knows that Prosy, the secretary of Morel, is in love with him, but she does not mind it, and she is shrewd enough to find its practical value. She
ask morals, why does prosy condescend to wash up the things and the poet potatoes and above herself in all manner of way for 6 shillings a week, less than she used to get in a city office. She is in love with you, James. She then points out how all the women who threw to her moral speech, her prosy's complaints, her common sense makes her realize something which moral in his idealistic fervor cannot ever realize, namely that it is not his socialism that draws people but his personal charm. An independent and new woman. A woman like Candida naturally is not to be disposed of by two men. In the place dealing with the eternal triangle, the woman was passive, waiting her destiny to be settled by the men, but Shaw could never do that. Candida, as soon as she understands what was passed between Morel and Marchbanks, decides to end the matter in her own way. She turns to the two men and asks, I am to choose, am I? I suppose it is quite settled that I must belong to one or the other. And pray, my lords and masters, what have you to offer for my choice? I am up for auction, it seems. What do you bid, James? When they have made their bids, Candida decides to give herself to the weaker of the two. It is the boy, Eugene, who instantly grabs her meaning. To Morel, she has to explain her real meaning. In spite of his big talk and his manliness, he is, after all, a baby to be mothered and fused over by her. To Eugene, she explains how unfit she would have been as a companion for him. She wants him to say something to be himself whenever he thinks of her. When I am 30, she will be 45. When I am 60, she will be 75. What Candida actually does is this to give to the young poet a sense of his own emotional independence and self-reliance. To him, Candida is not indispensable as she is to Morel. This is the secret which he carries as he runs into the night. A refined and gracious woman. It is a mystery that such a refined and gracious woman should be the daughter of the crude Burgess. Between the father and the daughter is a contrast as striking as that of between day and night, and we are glad of that. A woman with divine insight. Candida's characterization has given rise to much criticism, though not as shocking to conventional standards as Anne Whitley of Man and Superman. Candida also has been resented, especially by women. Beatrice Webb calls her a sentimental prostitute, but Shaw himself had the greatest respect for his heroine. He felt, like Marchbanks, that there was something eternal about her. A woman like that, said Marchbanks to Morel once, has divine insight. She loves our soul and not our follies and vanities and illusions, not our collars and coats, not any other of the rags and tatters we are rolled up in. It is the divinity in her that made Marchbanks present her with Titian pictures of the Assumption of the Virgin, and saw in his stage direction confirms the resemblance between Candida and the picture of the Virgin. No wonder he wrote to Alan Terry once, strictly between us, Candida in none other than Virgin Mary herself. Thank you. This is the end of Character of Candida.